concept of the laws of divorce, which contain 41 halachas dealing with post-dated divorce, or if the get was issued by a man who was sick and anticipating death, if a get was issued for future delivery, if witnesses are a father and a son, laws of witnesses signing in front of each other. The Rambam begins as follows. If a man divorces his wife, it should take place at a certain time. So then she'll be divorced when that time will show up. This is both similar to a condition in a get and not similar. Why? Now the Rambam says, "Daimler tonight." It's similar to condition he miscreches kishegi as man shakova, because she'll be divorced only when the time that was appointed in the get will arrive. Ain't it tonight? And it's not a tonight. Why? Shamagai shall tonight harei girish. We learned before that when somebody divorces a woman on a condition, so really she's divorced from when the get reaches her hand. It's not completed until the condition is fulfilled. And in this case, the divorce is nothing until that time will show up. Therefore, somebody who divorces on a condition has to double his condition of tonight kafel. And in this case, you do not have to double your words. And it also doesn't have all the other conditions that, all the other three or four things that apply to get unconditioned, as we explained previously. To explain this halach in the Rambam is as follows. When it's a Megarish on Tanai, the reason you have to double the Tanai, a Tanai Kofel, is because really the Gerishin was, you did a Maisa now. So you say a Tanai, which is only words, should not be strong enough to be Mevatel a Maisa until it's a Tanai Kofel. However, in our case, being the Gerishin is nothing until that date will show up, so then your Tanai, even if it's not Tanai Kofel, is a strong enough to be mevatel a dibur of later on. Kate said, example, the Rambam says that Emily Ishtar, if somebody says to his wife, "Hareza gitach this yeget leitiskashi bei elachas sheshmiyem," should not be divorced until after 30 days. Einu megreshes elachas sheshmiyem, she's not divorced until after 30 days. The meisa ba, if the husband dies in the interim, may avad get a nisav b'teichas sheshim, or the get was lost or burned within 30 days, einu megreshes, she's not divorced. Holcha vehin nachtei b'tzidi rishus harabim. If the woman went and put the get on the side of Rishus HaRabim, the Nignavei Oved Misham Lachas Shreshim Yeim, and it was stolen or lost from there after the 30 days, Hareza Megureshes, she is divorced. Why? Hail V'haya Get Kayim Be'yeim Shemiskreshes Bei V'yichta. Eise B'mokim Shein Rishus HaRabim. Shetzid Rishus HaRabim, Einik Rishus HaRabim. Because when the time the 30 days showed up, the get was still around. And she had deposited it there, and she didn't put it in Rishus HaRabim itself. She put it in a secluded place on the side of Rishus HaRabim. And we have a general rule that Tzidi Rishus HaRabim is not considered like Rishus HaRabim. If it was in Rishus HaRabim, so it's not considered a guided place at all. So then even if it was lost after 30 days, it wouldn't be a get. But being it was in Tzidi Rishus HaRabim, it was around for 30 days, it's a good get. Now the Rambam gives you another case that also is like the same thing as being Megarish on the Tanai of later on. Chenim Tola Gershon B'maisa, if you also made the divorce dependent on an action, Diniki Di Megarish Achazman, says the same aloha like if you divorce after time, that it doesn't take effect until then. Kate said, Gen Sham Lishef, he told his wife, Hareza Gitach Leitizkash Be'at Shetitin Li Masayim Zuz, this you get and you should not be divorced until you give me 200 Zuz. She is divorced after she gives it, and over here also you do not have to have a Tanai Kofel. And if you will give it to me, you will be divorced, and you don't have to have that the hand comes before the lav. He doesn't have to double his Tanai both ways, and he doesn't have to have the other, all the four kolam which we had mentioned. It's not that he divorced on a condition, rather it's no get at all until the action takes place. Rather, he made the geishin dependent on a certain case, and then only then will she be megureshes. And the Mefreshim say it's similar to Aloch in the Yishalmi, Gabi Kedushin, when he tells a woman, you'll be Mekadeshes after the rain comes down. So then, if rain comes down, she's Mekadeshes, if not, she isn't Mekadeshes, and he doesn't have to make a Tanai Kofel there either. Ma ben HaMegash al Tanai Zer, L'zeh Shekov Man L'Gershin, they told him B'Maisa. Now the Rambam asks, what then is the difference between a conditional divorce and a post-dated divorce, or a divorce that was contingent upon an action of doing? So he says as follows, Shemagayash al Tanai, somebody who divorces on a condition, Yesham Gerishin Reinim Gemim Achiskayim Atanai, like we explained the first halacha, really there's Gerishin now, it just it doesn't finish until the Tanai was fulfilled. Lefikach Yishiskayim Atanai, therefore when the condition was fulfilled, Niskayash, she's divorced, Imhaya Get Kaim, if the Get was in existence. Apapi Shein Bishusa, although right now it is not in her property, and you don't need that the husband should take it back and give it to her again, or that should be in her right then. Because when the get was given to her in the first place, it was given to her in the following the laws of divorce. And then we explained in the previous halachas that if in Perek Ches halacha Aleph, that if she got married before the condition was fulfilled, she doesn't have to leave her second husband. However, in our case, when you make the geishin contingent on a time or on an action, like you get the other b'teis geishin, even when the get was given to her originally, it wasn't given in the laws of geishin. Rather, it's like you were left by her a deposit, or until the time will show up, or until she'll do the action. Therefore, when the time comes, the get has to be in her property. She should take it back and give it again. Or it should be in a place where she designated, even if it's non-Hirishus, like he had explained in the previous halacha of Tzidi Rishus HaRabim. But then she'll be divorced. If she got married before the time which was made up showed up, or before she did the action, so then Tetzer of Vlad Mamzer, then she has to leave her second husband, and the child is a Mamzer. Shadayin hi eshes ish gemur ve'en kan shem gershin. Because in these cases, she's a complete eshes ish to her first husband, and there's no divorce at all until the condition is fulfilled, or until the time shows up. A man gives a get to his wife and tells him, if you don't give me 200 zuz, this is not a get. Not megureshes, or you're not divorced. So then we say, there's no gerushin at all. And although it would seem from his words that if you do give it to me, you will be divorced, and we have a rule, from the negative you could tell the positive, but as long as he didn't say explicitly the words, Hareyat Migureshes, that you are divorced, she's not divorced. There's no get at all. We don't even consider it a get that's contingent on a condition or on an action. All similar cases, you have to say a positive lashon that you're divorcing. Somebody wants a divorce on condition, and he wants it to be contingent, it should not be divorced until the time will show up. So then he should word his language in the wording of a condition, and he should make it contingent on the time when he'll show up. And the Rambam gives an example. Kagein sheyemle shetela, emle basi mikanvat, sheshem yeim harei ze get. If I don't come between now and 30 days, it's a get. Vim basi, and if I do come within 30 days, it won't be a get. For example, let's say he's going away, he isn't sure he'll come back. So if he comes back within 30 days, he says it won't be a get. If he doesn't come back within 30 days, that means he isn't coming back, which should be a get. shouldn't have to be a guna or whatever the case would be. Nesan get biyad, and he gives the get in their hand. A yemela, or he could tell her, hareza gita chalmna shalei ava lemedina zu ad sheshim yem v'chein kol kiyetze b'zeh. Or he tells her that this is your get on condition that I don't come to this country until 30 days, or any other similar case. If he made a stipulation in the get that it would become valid if he doesn't return within 30 days, and he was on his way back and he could have made it within 30 days, and then he got sick, or a river was in the way and he was held back, and he didn't come back until 30 days, a get, we consider it a get, even if he's screaming from the other side of the river and he says, I'm coming back, and I'm just being forced, I can't come back, we say it's a get. Why? And regarding to the laws of Gittin, we say there's no such a law that you were forced. And although right now he's letting you know that he's, by him screaming that he's on his way back, he doesn't want divorces, still we say it's a get. And the Gemara Gittin, this is called, that if originally you did, it wasn't that you were forced to make the condition, you did it on your own. So then later on, if an anus happens, we don't consider it an anus. The Gemara in Ksubas Tafezim and Bez explains why don't we hold of the laws of anus by a get? Because we're afraid, the Gemara says, of Noshim Tznus, of a modest woman who will never remarry. Why? Because they'll always be afraid that maybe an anus happened, and that's what held them back from coming, and then they'll never remarry. So therefore, and she'll sit a guna her whole life, so therefore we say there's no anus begitten. Tesis in Ksubis says that which we say there's no anus begitten is only on a anus hamatsui, that although it's something anus, but it's something that could happen. For example, a river getting in the way, or getting sick. It's an anus that happened, but it's things that happen in the world. However, anus that is not mutzi at all, anus leishchichi, for example, that he was on his way and a house fell on him or something. So, and that, in those halachas, we hold that there is an anus begitten. And they bring a raya from the Rambam himself who holds in Hilchas Mechira, that if somebody sells land to his friend and he makes a condition that whatever anus will happen, he'll be, the seller will be responsible for, even if somebody comes and steals it, whatever it will be. So the Rambam says, but however, if anus happens that the river where the irrigation came from broke, or other types of anus that never usually happen, so although he had made an explicit condition that he's going to be chayiv on anus, on such an anus he wouldn't be chayiv. Halachas, hisna leshet tiskashi kishe yavar minegat pener shleishim yeim. If the husband made a stipulation in the get with his wife that she'll be divorced as soon as he'll be away from her presence 30 days. He was constantly coming back and going forward. He was in and out. And he was never secluded privately with her, because we had a halacha previously in the Rambam that if a husband secludes himself with a wife, so then the whole get is bottle. So whenever the time will come that he'll go away 30 days and he won't see her, she'll be divorced. And although he was coming forth and going back within 30 days, being he was not secluded privately with her, it's a good get. When does this halacha apply? That when the husband says that she's believed by me, when she says that I did not make up with her, I wasn't mefayasa. Avu imle yamina. However, if she wasn't trustworthy by him, cheshen we afraid shema piece of kishaya helechuba umachole vechazer bitulaget. That otherwise we're apprehensive that maybe he made up with her while he was coming back and forth and she forgave him and they annulled the get. Next year get pasul achashim, and because of this apprehension, even after the 30 days have passed, the get would become defective. You get after 12 months. And he was with it together in a country. We're afraid maybe they made up. Until he says that she's trustworthy by me, if she says we didn't make up, that we didn't make up. Because 12 months, and he's coming back and forth, it's a long enough time that they would have been able to make up and being there together in the city. Same Allah applies to all conditions that are dependent upon the woman's will. And if she wanted and she was meichel them to the husband, the get became void. We're afraid maybe they made up. Until he'll say, she's trustworthy to me to say we didn't. When does this halacha apply? That when he's divorcing her, when they were already married, by after nisun, there was already they're intimate one with the other. And if the geishin was from the erisin, from the engagement, were not ever geishin, maybe they made up because they're not so close that they speak out between themselves. If he says this is your get, it will take effect now. If I don't come from now within 12 months, we're not afraid maybe he came privately and we didn't see him, because people don't come back in secret. And Thomas Mancha covered above the time was finished and he didn't show up. She's divorced. If he died within 12 months, we know for sure he won't show up because he's dead, and she should be divorced. So if it's a case when he has a brother, it's that would have to marry the Levirate brother in a place where there's Yibum, so then she should not get married until 12 months, until the condition was fulfilled. Although we know for sure the condition will be fulfilled, he has to wait till it is fulfilled. Halacha Yud Beis, Bari, a healthy person, Shisna, she is a get and mate Mati, that he makes a condition that the get will become valid if I die. A sick person who said, makes the condition that this will be a get if I die from the sickness. He did not say there's no meaning in his words, because the meaning of if I'll die is la'acha misa. After I'll die, it would be a get, and after la'acha misa, there's no get. And also it can mean from now. So if he says if I'll die, it could be as if he's saying that after I'll die, and we know that you cannot give a get after a person died. However, if he tells her this is your get from now if I die, or from today if I die, then we say it is a get, and when he'll die, she'll be divorced. If he says, if he tells his wife, this is your get, which should become effective now, or the get will be as of today after I die, Areza umesin, he died, Areza suffix megreshes, it's a gershon of suffix, Shema acha shama miachshav chazab ba miloshin miachshav samcha dait alacha misa, because first he said miachshav, then he said lacha misa, lacha misasi. So we're afraid maybe he retracted from what he said from now, and he meant on after he died. And get lachemisa, like we just mentioned, there's no get valid after he dies. If he said this will be your get when the sun comes out of its sheath, and he dies by night when the sun isn't shining, ain't a get. It's not a get. Al nasha tizachama. If he says on condition that the sun is shining and he dies at night, then we say it is a get. And when the sun will rise in the morning, then the condition will be fulfilled. If he made a stipulation saying that if the sun is shining, there will be a get, and if the sun is not shining, there will not be a get, and then he died by night, then we say it's not a get. Because then the condition was only fulfilled after he died, and there's no get to Achamisa. Shchiv Miraf, you had a critically ill person who was on his deathbed. Shekasav get lishti, that wrote to get his wife a girish, and he divorced her. Va'amad, and then he recovered from his sickness, any yachalachsabai, so then we say he cannot retract it. It seems he wanted to give her a get that whatever, she shouldn't be an almana. And now he got better, he wanted to retract it. So then we say he cannot retract it, she'en gita b'kimatante, because the laws of get are not like a gift. She'im teim yachsabai, because by a gift he'd be able to retract. That if he wrote all his property off as a matan to somebody, and then he got better, he got healed from his sickness, so then we say he could retract on it, because his whole intention was to give it after he died. And it's based on the Gemara Babasa Kufnun Aleph Amid Beis. Shem Teim Yasub, because if you'll say over here by Gittin, he could retract, Yemu Gittin Lachemisa Yigarish, Kamei Matan, Shem Kena Lachemisa, then it would be just like by Matana, when does the person who he gave the Matana, when does he receive it after the guy died? So here also you'd say the get is only Chalamisa, no, ain't get Lachamisa. That this is your get today, if I die from the sickness, v'nafal alav bias, and a house collapsed on him, a nashka nachash, or a snake bit him, a tefa arik yetzbe mace, and he died from those other things, but you don't know if he died from this sickness, so ain't a get, it's not a get. Amalah, if he tells her, imle yamid michel zeh. Not that if I die from this sickness, but if I don't recuperate from this sickness, and then a house fell on him, or he was bitten, etc., so then we say it's a suffix migureshes. It's a suffix negation. Why? Because we don't know exactly what he meant from this. When he says, if I don't get up from this sickness, if it means that I don't recuperate, and he didn't recuperate, or if he only meant that if I die because of this sickness and he didn't die because of it. Therefore, it's a suffix get. And you perform chlitza and not yibum. What happens if he says, Harei zagitach mi'achshav v'meiti mechelezeh, this is you get from now if I'll die from this sickness. V'amed v'holach b'shuk. And he got up and he went to the marketplace. V'cholo meis. And then he got sick and he died. And then they say, "Imach masachel rishon meis areiz get." If we could assume that he died because of the first sickness, then it's a get. Im lav, and if he got better from the first sickness, now he went outside, he caught a cold, and he died from a new sickness, it's not a get. Nita michel lecheli v'lei amid b'shuk areiz get ve'ein tzorach amid. Now the Rambam saying as follows. That if he passes directly from one sickness to the other without recovering sufficiently between the first one, from the first one, that he should have been able to get up and go into the street, then we say the get is valid, and you don't have to go estimate if the death came about from the first sickness or not. V'chol eilo tanayim kol hayam shem nesinus haget ad shiyamus yiskayim atanay harei megreshes v'chol dover. In all these type of conditional divorces, the woman has the status of a divorcee from the day the get was given to until the husband dies, and the condition will be fulfilled. Providing that she does not seclude herself with him, as we have explained, because then the get becomes batal. If it would be nesiach rima b'fnei shnei edim, then it would be suffic garrison, because maybe the husband had relations with her, and then that's automatically mivatel the get. Halacha chaf. Chela shiratz l'gash ishe al tanai kishiyamis kadesh le'yisipal of na'ivim. Person is sick, and he wants to give a get to his wife on condition that if he should die, she should be divorced, thus exempting her from falling before the brother for yibim. The Muhammad le'yisim agreshes, and if he'll get healthier and recuperate, she should not be divorced. And he did not want to give her a get me achshav from now, that should take effect now, kadesha titrif daiti, in order that his mind shouldn't become all mixed up from it. So this is what he should write in the get after you wrote the particular parts of the get, which we said, because then you could write extra conditions. A shemla kishnesan get, or you tell her verbally when you give her the get, im le meiti, if I don't die, le ye get, it shouldn't be a get. Im meiti ye get. And if I die, it will be a get. Im le meiti, le ye get. Kedei And then he has to say again, and if I won't die, it won't be a get. Kadesha tiyeh t'nai kafel. In order that it should be a double condition, like by all conditions, a henked mulav, and then you should have the positive before the negative, so you had in the middle, if I'll die, it will be a get. Then he said again, if I don't die, it won't be a get. And you should start with the positive. And if he'll die, she'll be divorced when he'll die. Vushagiya get the other kingdom, so providing the get reached to hand before the husband died. To clarify the Rambam, by him saying, if I won't die, it won't be a get, because if he would start with the positive, if I die, it will be a get, then you're opening your mouth for the satan. So therefore you say, if I don't die, it won't be a get. But you have to have the hand kedem alav, so then you say, if I'll die, it will be a get. If I won't die, it won't be a get. And what's he afraid? When the Rambam said Kadesh HaTitav died today, he shouldn't be afraid, and therefore he didn't say Me'akshav, because, for example, if he was a Kayin, so then he's afraid that maybe that if he'll give her the get now, she'll be divorced from now already, and even if he'll recuperate, he won't be able to be Machzik Gushasa, because a Kayin can't marry a Gusha. Baal Shamala Echad, if a husband told somebody, to another person, Zachi begets alishti, you should take possession of this get for my wife, Kadesha Tipul of Nayibim, in order that she shouldn't be subject to fall before my brother for Yibim. Nasna get liyodi, and he gave the get to the other person, Meisabal Kedim Shagia get liyodi, and the husband died before the get reached his wife's hand. Hareza suffic negreshus, it's a suffocation. Shareva nasim schusulahan shalayipul of Nayibim. Because generally we say a get is a chayv, so ein chalman shleib lefanim. However, for most women, it's a merit for them that they shouldn't have to fall before yivim. Lefikachti is suffic megureshes, and therefore it's a suffocation. Al pi shagia get liyodin, although the get did not reach her hand. Hail v'zachal lo ba acher, being another person took received it on her behalf. Amar le'edim, if he tells witnesses la acher shnei masachedish kisu get liyishti. After 12 months, ready to get for my wife, Eshamlam, or he told him, Kisu v'snu get li ishti, v'acharish neimas achedish, or if he told them, write and give a get to my wife after 12 months, harei l'kesem v'neshen la'acharish non shakavis, then they write it, they give it to her after the time, specified time. V'kasu v'secha zman, if they wrote it within the 12 months, although they gave it to her after the 12 months, ain't a get, it's not a get at all, because he told them, write, and give it then. Kisru achaz man sha'amar. If they wrote it after 12 months, ameis kedim shei nasan la, and the husband died before they had time to give her over the get, and a get, it's not a get. V'mlei neidem misa kadma l'nesin seget, and nesin seget kadma l'misa. If you don't know if he died before the get was given over to the wife or not, so then we say it's a suffocation. Amalem, he told the witnesses, kisru l'snu l'ishi get achaz shvua. He says, write and deliver, get to my wife after a week. Ein kesen ela ad shana achar shvua. So then the Rambam says, you do not, they have to, he was, when he said a shvua, he meant over here, it seems from the Rambam, that a 7-year cycle, after Shemitah. So then they say, the Rambam says, you do not write to get until a year after the Shemitah, which is until after the 8th year. Amar lahem, if he told him la'acher shana, after a year, in kesen ela ad la'acher chedesh mishana shnis, then you have to wait a month from the second year. Amar lahem la'acher chedesh, if he said until wait a month, in kesen ad la'acher shabbos mishana shnis, you have to wait a week into the second month. Amar la'acher shabbos, if he said after a week, you don't write again until atzeit yem ashishi, until the third day of the second week. Amar kisu snu la'kedem shabbos, if he says right and give her the get before Shabbos, kesem yeim dalad v'atzef yeim vav unesma. So then you could write the get from the fourth day of the week until the end of the sixth day of the week and give it to her. Halacha chav dal. Harei she'echu acha zman shama v'acha kach kasu v'nasim lo. If they went past the specified time and then they wrote again and gave it to her again, shama v'acha chedesh. He says write her a get after a month and they gave it to her after 2 weeks of the second month, then we say it's a get puzzle. So if the husband secluded himself with his wife after telling the witnesses to write a get and sign and give it to her, so then we say they shouldn't write it at all. Kal v'chema advarim. And the reasoning is kal v'chema. Why? The Rambam says as follows. if we say that a get which was already given into her hand, kishnasiach lima nifsal get, that we say that if the husband secluded himself with his wife, for example, before the condition was fulfilled, the get became pasul shema bal, because maybe he had relations with the kavachemel lezeshlei niftov. So surely you shouldn't go on the outset and write a get if he was secluded with her. Vim kasu v'nasan la'achish nesiach lima. And if they wrote the get and gave it to her after he was secluded together with her, ain't a get, it's not a get at all. Amal asar, if he tells 10 people, kiss a get li'ishti, write a get for my wife, echad kesev al yidei kulam. So then we don't say that all of them have to write, but one of them writes on behalf of all of them. Kulchem kisu. So if he says all of them write, kesev echad mehem b'maymit kulam. So then we say that one of them has to write it in the presence of all of them. Elichu get zel ishte, if he says, deliver this get to my wife, melichu echem em al yidei kulam, so then one of them could give over the get on behalf of all of them. Kulchem elichu get zel ishte, if he says, all of you deliver the get to my wife, melichu echem em b'maymik kulam. So then you say one of them has to deliver it in the presence of all of them. Amla asar, if he told 10 people, kisu get v'chismu v'snu ishte, write a get, sign it, and give it to my wife, echem em kesev, ushnei em chesmim. One of them writes, two of them sign, Vachemem Nesnla, and one of them gives it to her. So you have four people participating in it. Even if the one who wrote it was one of the two people who signed it, and he ends up being the same person who gave it to her, it's kosher. So although it comes out only two people participate in the whole thing. Amalahem, if he told them, Kuchem chismu, all of you sign, kulam chismu, all of them sign. Vimanam, ben shamanam, kulam, ben shamanam, mitzos, vamam chismu, areize kemlam, kuchem chismu. Now the Rambam is saying as follows, if he enumerated them by the names, so even if he didn't enumerate all of them, it's as if he told them all sign. Ushnaim shachesim betchila, hem yishum edim, vashar yishum tenai. So the original two witnesses are signed as a regular Edom on all other Gittin, and the other ones are because of the stipulation that he put in the get. Afikach, therefore, imhay ashar psulim, if the, let's say, the other 100 Edom were puzzle. Echos mezayim vizalamacha, one sign today, one sign tomorrow, afili yom havi, even a lot of days interval, areza get kosher, it's a kosher get. The two original witnesses have to sign one in the presence of the other on the same day. However, all these other ones are only the Tanai, so the Tanai was Kayim. If one of them died before he signed it, then we say the get is void because he didn't sign his name. However, if one of the two first Edom were puzzle, then we say it makes the get puzzle. Shema yemu eid puzzle kosher be'edah sha'ashtaris be'edah sha'yiyu eidim rabim. V'shiyu beget sha'edah rabim el p'nei sha'edim yisir ha'imikah. We're afraid because maybe people will reason and say that the witness who's disqualified is eligible as a witness if you have a lot of other witnesses, because you'll have two kosher witnesses. Really, by a get, it should be kosher, because by a get, it's not that much the witnesses that sign are the main thing, but like we have a general klal in Gittin, which we explained many times, that Edim Mesir, the Edim that give it over, are the most important thing. But being you shouldn't learn out to other laws from this, so therefore we say it's possible. Tiknu Chacham, the Chacham made an enactment, Sha'aim al-Rabim, that if a person tells many people, Lichtev get, Elachtem, Elahelech get, Lichtev, that he tells many people to write the get, or to sign it, to take it to his wife, Imlaksiva Amalam, if he told them regarding writing it, that many of you should write it, Kolachmem Yichtev get li'ishti, that he said, each one of you should write a get to my wife. V'chein alocha kol achamem yelech. Or concerning delivery, each one should take it. In lachsima yemlem kol shnayim yicham yachnu beget zev yitnu le'ishti. The explanation of this alocha is that I'm saying that if there are a lot of people around, so the people might think that you're telling them all to do it. So therefore he said as follows. If there are a lot of people and you want one of them to write, you say any one of you write the get. If you want them to sign it, to deliver it, you say any one of you deliver it. If you want them to sign the get, you say any two of you should sign the get. So then they won't mix it up thinking that they all have to do it. Why did the Chacham say that when concerning the witnesses on a get, they have to sign one in the presence of the other? We're afraid of a case of maybe he'll tell a lot of people that kulchem chismu, all of you sign. If you say one could sign with not in the presence of the other, Shem Yidush Naim, Sitala get Yadu Tasha Shekvar Iduba. By dialing the scammer tonight, because then we're afraid that after two witnesses already signed the get, the woman might take it, thinking that she has the necessary two witnesses on the get, and thinking she's divorced and go remarry, whatever, and the condition wasn't fulfilled until they all signed. Therefore, we said they should sign one before the other. Amalish Reish, if he told three people, Shnayim mikem yichtivu get li ishti, v'yachtimu v'yitnu la, v'haybam avav, and if he tells three people, two of you write and get for my wife and sign and give it to my wife, and between the three people there was a father and a son, ben shechosam ha-ben ma'echa, ben shechosam ha-avav ma'echa, reza ge kosher. No difference if the father signed with the other one or the son signed with the other get. Aid, it's a kosher get. That because sometimes a person would appoint a son as an agent in the place of the father. So although the son's signing, it's still good. If he tells two people, write the get signed and give it to this person that should take it to my wife. Or give it to a shliach who will take it to her. Echemim kesev shneim chesem. One of them write, two of them sign it. Nesnim l'shliach, and they give it to the agent. V'malichu heim ba'atzim nesnim la. And if they themselves take it and give it to it, it's not a get. Shalai yasa esam shliach l'negereshin. Because the husband did not make them as messengers, agents to deliver the get. Ketzed yasu. So if they gave it to her, what should they do? Yitlo esam imenu. They should take it back from her. V'yitnu l'shliach. And give it to an agent, and the agent should give it over to in their presence or in the presence of other witnesses. And the Rambam says that my teachers, because of an error that he had in the Talmud, they rendered a decision concerning this which does not seem right in his eyes. And it's based in the Gemara getting over there with the Gears of the Rift by Kisut Nula Shliach Mahu. And it's a riff in the Gittin Perek Vav Dav Samach Gimel Amid Beis. Anyone who wants to refer to it. Amal is safe if he tells the scribe, Kisa Ksev Li Get Li Ishti. Write a get for my wife. Kisvu V'nas Nula Baal B'lei Edim. So then the scribe writes and gives it to the husband without witnesses. And the husband took and gave it to an agent, Vamalei, and he told the messenger, give this get to my wife in front of witnesses. And the agent gave it to in front of witnesses. I raise the suffix megureshes to suffocation. Why? Element neik sava edim shachos malaget shehem commission nechru edusim bebezin. Achi sham ara kimesha bi ainusham. So now the Rambam saying in this case as follows. Being there was no edim that signed in the get, so when the husband gives him the get, although he delivered it in front of edim Masira, so we say it's a suffocation. Why? Although we say when the edim sign in the get, it's as if the edachar he should be believed. Being he's the edachar who's delivering it, that's only because the edim who their name are written in the get is as if they were checked out in basin. But being over here, there's no one written over there. However, if the higher shom shnei edim sheyidish gets a baal nasan shliach legashaba, if there were two witnesses who testify that the husband made him a shliach leilocha, and not that he gave it to him privately between him and himself, and then you could say, we're afraid maybe it was a shtar mezuzah, then we say she's divorced. I am the sheikh, a man tells an agent, ten gets al ishti b'ma complaining, give this get to my wife in this place. Nasna b'ma complaining, he gives it in another place, and again, it's not a get. Harei b'ma complaining, if the husband says she is in this place, and nasna b'ma complaining, and then he finds another place and gives it to kasha, why? Because the husband wasn't specific that he wanted to give it only in that place. Rather, he's saying where you'll find it. I'm out at Nula El Bebayis. If he says don't give it to her only in the house, to Nasnabali, and he gives it to her in the attic, out at Nula El Beyamin, only give it to her in the right hand, he gave it in his left hand, to Nula Beyam Plain, he gave it on this day, and he gave it on a different day, ain't a get, it's not a get. Out at Nula El Beyam Plain, If also if he says don't give it only on this place day, and he gives it the day before, day after, it's not a get. Because we see in all these cases that he's being emphasizing a particular day. Same thing, a woman who tells her shliach l'kabbalah. Skabla gitu b'mak complaini, except for me, the get in this place. Kibla b'mak machi, he accepts in another get place, that's not a get. Heavily gitu b'mak complaini, bring me this get in this place, avila b'makam acher, kosher. And they brought it to in a different place, then we say it is kosher. The Ran explains the reason why she's divorced in this last case, because the gerishin only takes place when the get reaches her hand. And being she accepted it, we see she's not makbid. And even when she originally said, bring it to me in this place, she was only saying where she'll be found. If a man tells his messenger, Helech gets a lishti, take this get to my wife, Ben Shamla Helech, whether he said a lashon of Helech, Ben Shamla At Helech, or you take it, Vecholei Nenes, and he got sick, or Enesep Meshach V'yadacher, he could send it with another person. V'mamalei, if he tells the agent, Tolmi Men Achet Let's Plain, V'sein Lo Get B'zeh, if he says, you take from her a certain object and give her the get, then he can't send it with another person, because even if he got sick, because the husband does not want that his pikadin should be in the hand of another person. He only trusted this person. If he sends it with another person and the woman went out to meet the shliach, and she first gave the object, and then he gave her the get, then in this case, she's divorced. Although he wasn't supposed to send it in with another person, and because he was makbid that the chevet shouldn't be by somebody else, but the shlichus of the get does not fall apart. Why? Because on the get he wasn't makbid that it should be sent through somebody else. Another Rambam says, what happens if he gave her the get first and then took the object? Even if the original shliach gave it, it's not a get, because he went against the husband's words, because the husband was mocked, but it's that he wanted first him to receive the object and then give the get. And he first gave the get and then took the object. If the husband told him, give this get and take from her a object in this place, so then he can't send it to another person because he doesn't want his because it should be by somebody else, like we just said. If he sends it with another person, it is a get, because first he told him to give the get. Whether the object was given first or it wasn't given only to the end, nevertheless it's a good get if the shliach got sick and send it to somebody else, being the husband wasn't makbid that the object should be taken first, so the shliach also doesn't have to be makbid. If he gives a shliach a get and he tells him you should give it to her, and he gives it to another person to give to her, it's not a get. And same halacha if he tells him the shliach, al titnu la ata tenei leplein v'huitnan la, you shouldn't give it to her, rather give it to somebody else and he'll give it to her, and the first shliach gave it, it's not a get, because he didn't make him a shliach legation. Nasan la get v'amalai, if he gave him a get and told him heilach get zelishti, and take this get to my wife. Amla shliach, the shliach tells back the husband, Eini makira, I don't know who she is, I can't recognize. Amla baal tenula pleni, give it to this person, who makira? He recognizes her. Hareza shliach shalei nita magereshin. So then this first shliach is a shliach who's not considered kosher for the obligation. Ve'nesna get al pleni sha'amar baal. Ve'sa pleni hu shliach legereshin. So then he can't give the get himself. He could only give it to that person who would recognize a woman, and he's a shliach legation. So then this second person could give over the get himself, or he could, if he gets sick or anything happens, he could make another agent, but the first guy can't give it over. If the husband gives a get to the shliach and tells him don't give it to her until 30 days and he got sick or anything happened within 30 days, then he could send it with another person. Although the original agent is not a shliach for geishin until after 30 days, being after 30 days, he'll be a shliach for geishin, so he could even make another shliach within 30 days. Other people holding the Gemara over there that he shouldn't give it over to the second Shliach. Rather, he should give it over to Bezdin and they'll make a second Shliach after 30 days. Because we're afraid maybe it will be given over within 30 days. Last halach in this parak, when does this halach apply? When the husband wasn't with her together in the country, she was being divorced from the engagement. If she's being divorced from marriage, and the husband's together with her in the country, we're afraid that maybe they made up between each other, and you can't make another, this first shliach can't make a shliach within 30 days, unless he says, that the husband says that the wife is trusted, that if she says we didn't make up, give her the get after 3 days of cheshishin la k'meshabiyani at sheyemin amen esalai shalai fiyasti. So I'm saying rather you wait till after 30 days, and you're afraid that maybe the husband made up if they're in the same city, unless he'll say beferish that we didn't make up, and then that shliach can make a second shliach regeshin.